Dear committed Muslims, brothers and sisters, يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى وقوله الحق وقوله فصل الخطاب سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. And these ayat continue. وآتينا موسى الكتاب, the following ayah. Then after that, وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا. Today is a day that has been specifically, purposely designated as a day to focus on these ayat and similar ayat in the book of guidance that has come to Allah, that come to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now these ayat are strong in the sense that there are those who understand their meanings but don't want to express them. And there are those who are so weak that they don't want to understand their meanings to express them. And these ayat come to us from a source that's the most reliable source in the world. And that is Allah Jalla Sha'nuh. And he speaks to us about a character of some people throughout history, in our contemporary times, and into the future. This is the character of Bani Israel. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَقُصُّ عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَكْثَرَ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Ayah 76, Surah An-Naml. Indeed, this Qur'an informs Bani Israel pertaining to most of the issues that they among themselves are at variance with, that they dispute, that they argue about. This Qur'an informs them about these issues. But who do you speak to? You speak to people who are stubborn, people who are unwilling to face the truth and the facts. One ayah in the Qur'an speaks about the legitimacy of qisas, or retribution. من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا ومن أحياها فكأنما أحيا الناس جميعا. There is no way in the law of the Torah and in the law of the Qur'an, there is no way in this world and in the following world, there is no way that murderers and killers and war criminals are allowed due to justice. They are not allowed to get away with their crimes. And Bani Israel should understand this before everyone else, but regrettably, they act as if this fact did not come to them from Allah and did not come to us from Allah. If they want to trash their guidance, that's their choice. There's nothing much we can do about that. We feel sorry. We'd like to advise them otherwise. But if that's what they insist on, they should bear the consequences. Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوفي بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون. O children of Israel, bear in mind my bounties and my blessings upon you, and that I have placed you in a position of preference over the rest of mankind. Now, this is not a permanent position like they want to make out of it, just because they have some genetics, they say, they are automatically the definition of this ayah. That is not true. If they deviate, they shall encounter the consequences of their deviation in this world and in the life to come. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Don't disguise الْحَقَّ with al-batil, or don't dress up al-batil and al-haq to confuse issues. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And then don't conceal al-haq, the truth, matters pertaining to justice. Don't conceal them, knowing in your hearts and in your minds what the truth is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is giving us much needed information about the nature and the character and the policies and the strategies of Bani Israel. These are people, and now we're not talking, when we say Bani Israel, this is the problem here. Take notice. The problem is some people will dislocate the word Bani Israel and says, look, he's speaking against Jews. That's not the case. We're not, the Quran doesn't say here Yahud. It says Bani Israel. The word Yahud in the Quran is used, and it has its specifics in the context that it is in. But here, the issue is Bani Israel, the children of Israel. In other words, to break this meaning down, we are looking at a racist component of these types of people. وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Don't hide the truth, knowing it is the truth. Don't do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. And what are they doing now? They are exactly fulfilling this meaning. They are hiding the truth, and they know what they are doing. First of all, they know it's the truth. And second of all, they know that they are hiding this truth. What type of people are we talking about? What type of attitude is this? Look at what they are doing. This is where some people... Number one, let us backtrack a little. Allah Jalla Sha'nuhu is telling us something very important, practical, relevant, crucial information concerning these types of people. He's giving us this information. We don't have the courage to carry this information. That is why where we are today. You would think for a moment, wait a minute, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has privileged me and us with this information, and we are incapable, number one, of understanding it, number two, of expressing it, number three, of strategizing it. We are unable to do that. Take these ayat that were referred to at the beginning of Surah Bani Israel, the 17th surah in the Quran, popularly known as Surah Al-Isra. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنَ. This is in reference to Allah Azza wa Jal. We have decreed for Bani Israel in our registrar, that is, in keeping record of world events from the beginning of time until the end of time. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ. You will cause corruption and chaos and mischief and instability on earth twice. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not ashamed to express the truth. إن الله لا يستحي من الحق. Allah is not bashful to withhold the truth. So He's expressing the truth for us. What's wrong with us? Why are not we in reception of this truth? لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ. You are going on a world, you meaning Bani Israel, on a worldwide scale. You're going to cause commotion in the world twice. وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. And you're going to reach stupendous heights. عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. Now, these are words, this is not a mutashabih ayah. Meaning, this is not an ayah that will tolerate different opinions as far as its explanation or its meanings are concerned. It's clear. Bani Israel are going to cause worldwide instability twice in the history of mankind, and then they are going to reach unprecedented heights, status. Now, if Allah is giving us this information, can't we process it? Can't we give it a little of our collective mind and thoughts and experiences? The first time that they caused this corruption, even though there are different interpretations of this, but everyone agrees they caused corruption in worldwide affairs once before our time. That is an agreement among everyone. Okay, fine, we cleared that. And this is a matter of history. If we want to say this is at the time of Isa alayhi salam, or this is at the time of our prophet, our last prophet, alayhi wa alihi salatu wa salam. The second time, لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ. Twice. Okay, when is the second time? Come. This is when Allah تعالت حكمته. This is when He is inviting us to think. When is the second time? Is there enough information? Is there enough suffering? Is there enough common conclusion among us that this second time is the time that we are living in? I am posing this because we, mashallah, there's 1.8 or 9 billion of us in the world today. We have not given this ayah the thought that Allah has given us an ayah, and then He has given us a brain, and we haven't put the brain and the ayah together and tried to figure out when is this second time. What's wrong with the Muslims who think? Why can't they come to some type of agreement that now we are living at a time when Bani Israel are at the summit of their power? Because what's the right now? We have the occupation of Palestine. A brutal, deadly, lethal, killing, massacring occupation. You would think this is enough to be a wake-up call for the Muslims all over the place. How much do Muslims need? How much time do you need to wake up and see that this cancerous, military, expansionist, racist, discriminatory occupation of the Holy Land, it fits the ayah, the second time of their corruption in worldly concerns and affairs? This quite comfortably fits the definition, the circumstances, the nature of it. Now, who is willing, if Allah is giving us this guiding information, who is willing to fill in the blanks and say, yes, look, who's in charge? Isn't this the tribe of Bani Israel that is in charge of many of the affairs of the world? Because initially, they are in charge of many of the finances of the world. So what's our difference? The major contention pertaining to the Holy Land. What is it? It's a matter of power and authority. They came to the Holy Land, to Jerusalem, Al-Quds, to Palestine, Palestine. They came there with their power. Okay? They overpowered us. And they caused us, not only us Muslims, also Christians. They caused Muslims and Christians to be dislocated in mass. Because of what? Because they have power. And then they impose their type of governance or their regime. They impose it on the original and native population of the Holy Land, in addition to those who are flocking in from different parts of the world. So this is a matter of power and authority. If it's a matter of power and authority, we know, and we've been saying throughout many long years, that our conscience as committed Muslims is centered on Allah's power and authority. And if that is the case, we say to them, okay, come on. Muslims, if they are equipped with the knowledge that comes from Allah and the light that comes from Allah and the confidence that comes from Allah, they'll say, come here. You who are pro-Zionist, pro-Israeli, where whoever you are, you can be a Jew, you can be a Christian, and you can be a Muslim. Because all three components here, you'll find, to different degrees, pro-Zionists and pro-Israelis. And whoever they happen to be, it doesn't matter. Come, we are willing to discuss this matter. You want to live in the Holy Land? Let's see, how do you want to live at the expense of another life? In other words, you want to justify your life by taking away another person's life? Is this how you want to live? Where, which commandment? Which verse in the Torah or in the Gospel or in the Quran? Which verse says you are allowed to do that? Show me, quote it for me. Let us bring their crimes to the light that came to us from Allah. Where do Muslims do that? You have the whole world. Now, this is a world that is a village. Information circulates. At a click of a button, information circulates. Where do you see Muslims who have the confidence to say, come, let's sort this thing out. This is your Torah. This is your gospel. And we're talking here about the evangelicals who are diehard supporters of the Zionist occupation of Israel, of Palestine. And to the Muslims, we have some, alhamdulillah, our numbers are not as high as those in the Judeo-Christian context, but we do have those Muslim loafers who have fallen into the Zionist trap. Come on, we have nothing to hide, and we have basically nothing to lose. We've lost everything. You came into this holy land. You agree this is a holy land. At least honor your description. If this is a holy land, abstain from certain things. Withhold doing other things, such as your crimes, your semi-genocide against an innocent population who has been living there since time immemorial. So you want to live there, number one, by eliminating another life? Or as a family, you come there as a family, you want to kill off another family? Is that how you justify your existence? And then on the other hand, what do? You displace a million or more. That's initially when you went in over 60 years ago. And the other millions since then, you displace them? Show us, please, show us, quote for us the verse in the Torah, or the verse in the Gospel, or the verse in the Quran that justifies such savage military occupation and expansion. And you do this to whom? Who do you do this to? You do it to those who accommodated you in your history when you were down and broken. You lived in ghettos. You lived in slums. You lived as underclasses. And when you felt the weight of history, you came to us. We didn't kick you out. We didn't mistreat you. Of course, we're not angels. We have our mistakes. But the general record will speak to our decency towards you. And this is the way you are paying us back now? With occupation? With a nuclear presence in the Holy Land? Nuclear bombs in the Holy Land. Who brought them there? No one. They talk about nuclear weapons in the Middle East. Dare anyone speak about taking away the nuclear weapons from the Zionist Israeli occupation regime? Does anyone have the courage to stand up in public? I don't want this behind the scenes and behind closed doors, someone whispering to someone else, look, we don't have what it takes to speak against nuclear bombs in the Holy Land, of all places, of all geographies. The Holy Land has been nuclearized. But no one dares speak about it. What happened? We are entrusted with information from Allah, fi ula. We are entrusted with this information and we can't expound upon it. Who are we? What has become of people who can't speak truth to these militaries? This is where we are in time. Today, Muslims want to go and pray in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, the third Haram. Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca is the first. Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi in Al-Madinah is the second. Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is the third. These are the three Harams we have. The sanctuaries, the holy sanctuaries that we have. And Muslims today who are living in that vicinity, obviously Palestinian Muslims, who want to go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa face roadblocks in all directions. They are not permitted to advance to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and pray their Jumu'ah prayers today in the Masjid Al-Aqsa. If he is a man who is over 50 years of age, over there, the racist system checks IDs. And if you present your ID at their roadblock, and they look at it and they see you're over 50 years of age, they tell you, you go back. You're not permitted to go to the Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Where's this? We have a particular type of people, especially here in this country, who pride themselves on being super liberal. They are champions of human causes anywhere in the world. But when it comes to Palestine, their silence is deafening. They're nowhere to be found. Where are you? You liberals of the world, where are you? You were outspoken when there was an apartheid in South Africa. But you, today, you are as silent as the silence in cemeteries when it comes to apartheid in the Holy Land. They're not to be found around. None of them. Especially those who belong to a certain religion. You feel very strong about justice in South Africa, in the civil rights movement in the United States, for the causes of indigenous peoples and minorities, etc. All of this, you're up there. Everyone sees you. But when it comes to Palestine, where are you? Where did you disappear to? Where are you hiding? See, Allah tells us their nature. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That's what they are doing. They are disguising. They are dressing up what is falsehood with what appears to be right. And that they are withholding the truth. They are concealing the truth. And they know what they are. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. You can do these things and be ignorant of them. But when you do these things and you know precisely what you are doing, you become a condemnable element. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا. Listen to that. كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا. They never, in an organized manner, took issue with their own munkar, with the munkar that is made by their own hands, such as this giant munkar called Zionist Israel. They don't take issue with that. كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. بنو إسرائيل, in our time, we said if a person, if he's a male, a Muslim male who wants to go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and pray there, he's turned back. If it's a Muslim female, if she is less than 30 years of age, she is turned back. Where's this? You know, there's something called freedom of religion. Where's freedom of religion? There's something called freedom of assembly. Where is freedom of assembly? Where's all of that? All of these human rights organizations, where did they go? When it comes to Israel, we're talking about the racist, secular, anti-human Israel of war crime proportions. Where are they? Where's this jargon about freedom of religion and freedom of assembly? When Muslims want to go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and pray there, in the holy month of Ramadan, on the holy day of Friday. Where are these people? But, of course, we Muslims, we're supposed to go to the type of masajid and Islamic centers where they want to anesthetize us. Yeah, they want to put us in a coma so we don't realize these issues. So we're incapable of addressing injustice and oppression, wars and aggression. They want to render us incapable of addressing these issues with the light of Allah and with the teachings of His Messenger. This day of Al-Quds is meant to conscientize the Muslims to the coming day, and that day will be coming, when this abnormality that now is a malignancy in the geography, in the demography, in the history of that area, when it will finally cease to exist. And this will be done not by loud-mouthed liberals who disappear when you need them. This is not going to be done by ignorant Muslims, Christians, and Jews whose knowledge you need, we all need at a time like this. It's going to be done as Allah says. And what does Allah سبحانه وتعالى say, فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوء وجوهكم. When the last of those two times, when the last time comes to pass, they, عِبَادًا لَنَا. In the previous sentence, Allah referred to those who liberated al-Masjid the first time as عِبَادًا لَنَا. And so, it's going to be the subjects of Allah. Not the subjects of some type of secular political platform, or the subjects of some type of fanatics that right now are roaming in different corners of that geography, trying to abort an Islamic awakening. It's going to be done by those who answer to Allah. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءُ عِبَادًا لَنَا. These are the ones who are going to disgrace and deface Bani Israel. لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. And they will enter into the masjid as they did the first time around. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا. And they are going to bring you from your high status crashing to smithereens. عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يَرْحَمَكُمْ وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا وَجَعَلْنَا جَهَنَّمَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ حَصِيرًا. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. ادعوه سبحانه وأنتم على يقين بالإجابة. وتوبوا إلى الله إن الله تواب رحيم. الحمد لله بجميع المحامد على جميع النعم، وصلى الله وسلم على المبعوث خيرا ورحمة وهدى لكافة الأمم محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear committed Muslims, on this last Friday in the noble month of Ramadan, we would be less than sincere if we do not mention the Israeli team of players in the area. And obviously we don't have time to speak about all of them, but we will go to the heart of the matter and speak about the primary one among them, and that is the Saudi regime. This regime has been an adjunct to the Israeli regime. It has been an assistant to the overall policies of demoralizing and dividing the Muslim masses from the Atlantic to the Pacific. You will find them. They won't work together, even though recently they began to appear together. For the first time, they're beginning to surface. Their officials, whether it is their military brass, their intelligence operatives, or their political office holders, they are beginning to surface in meetings. in think tanks, in summer resorts, in Jordan, in Europe, in the United States, in the Gulf. And this is only part of the information that has surfaced. What they conceal is much more than what we are led to believe or is presented to us. It's much more than that. They are working in tandem. The war that the Zionists last year, it's been a year, and they want this to fade from our memories. They want us to forget that there were war crimes committed by the Zionists in Gaza. We're not going to forget. Our body bleeds. We're not going to forget. And then what they wanted to do, they wanted to turn the tables on these negotiations that are going on between the five nuclear powers plus Germany. It's another way they hide themselves. They say the 5P plus one. Don't hide yourself. Five nuclear powers, nuclear nation states, nuclear militaries, plus one that is not Germany. They're having talks with an Islamic base that is working on peaceful nuclear technology. And the Israelis want to turn the cart. They want to turn the tables. So they tried it in Gaza last year. Didn't work. This year, they used their Saudi proxies. And the Saudis launched this war on behalf of the Israelis into Yemen. Once again, for the same purpose. They wanted these types of negotiations to fizzle out and die away. It didn't happen. At least so far it didn't happen. What they have up their sleeve, only Allah ta'alat hikmatuh. Only Allah knows. But besides that, we should not be played as the fools. We should keep a vigilant self concerning their shenanigans and their intrigue. Because that's what they do. Look at what they... Have you realized... In all, it's been over 100 days now. 3 months and a half. It's been that the Saudi-Israeli proxy has been bombing Yemen. Has anyone seen anything on the nightly news? Has anyone seen anything on the front pages of a newspaper or a magazine or anything like that? No. Why? Because this is done for the Zionist interest. And they don't want the public mind to begin thinking deep about this issue. So they take it away from our attention range, thinking that they are going to get away with it. They're not going to get away with it. There's a new generation in the making. Even the fanatics and the killers who are let loose in Syria and in Iraq and in other places, that is part of their scheme to protect. They want to pulverize the geography around occupied Palestine. And they're not going to get away with that either. Why? Because this generation and the future generation belongs to Allah. There's nowhere else to go. And we are going to answer to Allah. And we're going to do that not on their watch and not by their stimuli. We're going to do that in our personal and in our social relationship with the Almighty.